Did you just see that? That totally blew my mind. If you're like many people today, you're watching the coronation of King Charles III, the only coronation that anyone under 70 has seen. The last one was in 1953 of Queen Elizabeth. And today is a historic moment, but there was something there that as Catholics, we should take note. For the first time in 400 years, a Catholic representative was there at the coronation. When I first saw them surrounding him just after the coronation and the blessing that they were giving him, I was thinking, are those Episcopalians? Are those Anglicans? I had no idea. We zoomed in and I had to look this up. And yes, Pope Francis did indeed send a representative, Cardinal Parolin. And as Catholics, we should know who he is, what this was all about, and a little bit behind him. So of course, I went to the source of all truth, Wikipedia, so that we could learn who this cardinal is. Pietro Parolin, he's Italian, was born in Chavon province in Vincennes, the son of a hardware store manager and an elementary school teacher. He has one sister and a brother. When he was 10 years old, his father died in a car accident. After he was ordained on the 27th of April, 1980, he took up graduate studies in canon law at the Pontifical Gregorian University and in diplomacy at the Pontifical Ecclesiastical Academy. He entered the Holy See's diplomatic service in 1986 at the age of 31. Something that we should take note, that sometimes when a priest is ordained a bishop and then later a cardinal, they don't always serve as leaders of a diocese. As you heard, he is a diplomat. So he has a lot of experience serving in all these different instances, some very difficult and some very dangerous. And hear what he has to say about different situations. The Holy See was credited with playing a major role in the reestablishment of U.S.-Cuba relations. Parolin moderated the October 2014 meeting between Cuban and U.S. officials as their negotiations neared an agreement. In 2015, Parolin was asked whether the normalization of Cuba-U.S. relations pointed toward a new golden age of Vatican diplomacy. He said that the President of the United States has already thanked the Pope for the support he has given to this important step, and said the Holy See diplomacy is always there to help build bridges. I had no idea that he was part of that bridge. In fact, in 2015, I went to Cuba, and that all happened thanks to the Vatican. Later on, in May of 2015, after the passage of the marriage equality referendum in Ireland, which extended marriage rights to same-sex couples, hear what he had to say. Parolin said, "I was very saddened by this result. I don't think we can speak only about a defeat for Christian principles, but a defeat for humanity." So he has a more conservative bent. Later on, Cardinal Parolin has stressed the importance of continuity. He believes Pope Francis simply tries to guide the church to be the Church of Christ and that he is not starting a revolution. He defends the importance of unchangeable dogmas and asserts the relevance of sacred tradition. He said celibacy is a discipline that could be changed, but that it cannot simply be dismissed as outdated. So we see that within the Vatican, despite what sometimes Catholic news circles try to promote, all the terrible things that are there and all the change and all the scandals, here's a cardinal that is trying to stay within that conservative line. For instance, hear his opinions in regards to Germany. In 2023, Cardinal Parolin said there was a need for dialogue with the German bishops after a recent vote in favor of blessing same-sex unions, insisting that the move does not align with official Catholic doctrine. A local particular church, he said, cannot make a decision like that which involves the discipline of the universal church. There must certainly be a discussion with Rome and the rest of the churches in the world to clarify what are the decisions to make, Parolin said. And in case you did not watch it and you want to hear the blessing that he gave to King Charles III, check it out. Here it is.
May God pour upon you the riches of his grace, bless you, and keep you in his holy fear, prepare you for a happy eternity, and receive you at the last into immortal glory.
Now, what does it mean that there is a cardinal at the coronation? One thing that we could take is that we as Catholics should continue praying for unity throughout the world, that all those that broke off from the Catholic Church become one. That should be a firm desire in all of our hearts. And his presence there is a step in that direction. Will it happen immediately? These things, as you know, take a long time. Today, May 6th, is also the feast day of Saint Dominic Savio, that wonderful young saint under Saint John Bosco. So we should ask for his intercession for the life and the rest of the life of King Charles III, that he may turn to the Catholic faith at some point, that there may be unity again, and that these small steps that we see are signs of hope. My friends, thank you for joining me on today's video. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.